Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have the privilege of speaking with
Carrie Messina.
She is a business coach for actors. She's also an award-winning actress. She's got hundreds of acting credits to her name. She's acted in film, television, theater, radio, commercials, voiceovers. She's got over 20 producing credits, including films, webisodes, educational videos for actors, and even live events for the entertainment industry. Currently, she's a sought-after expert speaker business coach for actors and the founder of Actor Transformation. She's coached thousands of actors how to improve their marketing, how to get press, how to take control of their careers. So we're not going to talk about that she's an award-winning actress. We're not going to talk about her complex character roles where she plays an abusive mother or glamorous movie stars. We will not talk about that. And we're definitely not going to talk about the film where she won the Best Actress and it also won Best Picture. She gained 30 pounds, wore wigs, 17 costume changes, an accent, and the character span of 30 years. But we are going to talk about her personal quote. They can't hire you if they don't know you exist. So why don't we just get Carrie on the phone and let's see how she's going to transform you as an actor with her actor transformation process. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Hi, Johnny. How you doing?
Great. So I was going over all your career and it's great. You have this amazing producing and amazing actress resume, but since our time is limited, can we just focus on what you're doing now? You're a business coach for actors because they can go internet movie database and see all that if they want to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great name, by the way. Actor Transformation. That's pretty good. That's really clear and precise on what you do.
Thank you.
Cool. So it's craft, connection, press and marketing, and then successful mindset. Is it in that order, or do you have to have the successful mindset first?
Oh, boy. Well, I believe that mindset is everything, no matter what you do in life, no matter where you are at in your career. You can't get away from not having the mindset factor, because even the biggest stars in the world that have everything that every actor thinks that they want, some of them are miserable, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you don't take care of the mindset, and then you actually do get what you want out of life, it's like it just everything becomes magnified.
Mm-hmm.
If you have insecurities, they become magnified. If you have anger, it becomes magnified. If you have addiction, it becomes magnified.
That's true.
Mindset, it affects your auditions, it affects your marketing, it affects your relationships, every single thing in your career, truly.
Wow. So I was also looking at some of your other credits because a lot of people say, oh, I'm a teacher, I can do this, but they don't have the chops to back it up. But it's like you were a writer, you were a casting department, you were miscellaneous crew, producing. You've experienced everything that you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Just by default, I think that sometimes actors have to get out there and just make stuff happen and not wait for them to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Producing is something that I think everybody should do at least once, no matter what, because that is one way that really does make things happen. When you look at the stars that you admire, a lot of A-list actors are also producers, and most people don't know about it.
Mm.
But they're actually creating their own projects. They're making things happen, even at the A level. There's no reason to think that you can't do it now. If you're not getting cast in what you want, go and make it happen. If you're not getting booked in the kinds of roles that you want to play, then write yourself that role and just star in it.
Right, because I notice a lot of television that I look at now, I always look at the credits and you always see these actors who really aren't acting anymore, but they're making money as producers.
Yeah, and it's such a different animal. Producing is really what makes it happen. It's from the beginning to the end. We should all have respect for our producers. It's really hard.
It is. Well, everything is hard. You're a speaker. I mean, that's hard. You got to book the gig. You got to fly. You got to go there. Oh my God, you wait for your turn on the stage. And then it's a live event. It's like a theater production. It's a lot. And then all the websites and the Twitters and I admire you big time for the producing and the speaking.
Well, thank you. It came out of necessity of so many actors have come to me over the years, even before I was coaching, and would be asking for advice over and over and over again. I'm like, you start to see the same patterns over and over again. And you're like, oh, okay, well, for some reason, this keeps on happening. So maybe I should put together a class for everybody. You know, it's like, obviously, I can help people this way. So maybe I should do more of that. And it's really rewarding.
Everything I'm about to say, it's like you're answering before I can even ask. It's so funny. It's like right there. It's awesome. The next thing was going to be like, how rewarding is it? Like when you actually do it and it makes you feel so good, it's like, it's so rewarding, right?
So rewarding. And it's so exciting when you see someone, like I have my actors will call me and they'll be like, I booked it. Or, oh, I just got a new agent. Or, oh, my gosh, that press thing that we did together worked. It's so rewarding because I really like to concentrate on the things that you have control over, where I feel like a lot of actors concentrate on the things that they don't have control over.
True.
That's a recipe for driving yourself nuts.
What would be an example of that?
It's a big example, but the agent and manager thing, okay? There's this big myth in Hollywood that if you just get an agent, then all of a sudden you have a career. And that almost never happens that way. At least it doesn't happen the way you think it's going to happen, right?
Right.
So there are very few actors that have no career, get a great agent, and then all of a sudden they have a great career. That's like the Hollywood myth and the fairy tale that were kind of sold. What happens more often is the actor works their tail off. Maybe they partner up with an agent or manager that then complements all the hard work that that actor is already doing. And then right place, right time, and they're prepared for the opportunities.
Right.
That's way more realistic. The only time I've seen the magical angel agent come down from the sky and sprinkle fairy dust on people, like we think it's going to happen, is maybe that actor just naturally has the most marketable type. If only they got into a room, they know how to act, they know their angles, they understand the skill set of being in front of camera, and guess what? They have a great personality and just have a look that Hollywood wants at that moment.
But for the rest of us, we get an agent and we still have to go after the connections and the crafts and do your marketing, right?
Absolutely. For the rest of us lowly humans who are actually earthlings,
right?
Yes, you need to do the work. A lot of people don't really talk about that.
I know.
You know, I think that getting into action is everything. Instead of waiting for the phone to ring, or instead of waiting for the agent to save you, or waiting for the mythical overnight success thing to happen, which happens for almost nobody, even the stars, what really happens is a lot of hard work. That's really how most people get the careers that they want. And not just I'm feeling motivated on one good day, but every single day getting up and doing the hard work. That's what makes the difference.
So an actor's listening right now, everybody's different, but generally speaking, how does actor's transformation help the actor?
It is very personalized. So actor transformation is based on whatever the individual actor needs and where they're at in their own career. So I've helped very beginners to very advanced that you would recognize on TV, or you've seen them in movies.
Okay.
And then everything in between.
Right.
Some people just need help with getting their marketing tools to a professional competitive level, which is way different than where most actors' tools are.
Yes.
Most actors' marketing tools are like, okay, it's okay. I have a headshot. I have a resume. I have an actor's access, but it's kind of like it doesn't stand out. It doesn't really market you the way that it's supposed to be marketing you.
There's more, huh?
There's a lot more. And I'd say that that's my specialty, is doing the marketing and the press and the stuff that actors really have a hard time with.
Mm-hmm.
Because most actors at a certain level are pretty good.
Exactly. It's like anything, like a diet. Yeah, you could get down and lose the weight, but can you maintain that weight? So how do you keep them going once they get there? How do you get them to keep doing it? What's the accountability process?
Well, accountability is, that's the word. You nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to set up ways for yourself to not procrastinate and for yourself to be accountable. Just like if you were to hire a personal trainer, then you're going to show up because it costs you money to go to the gym.
True.
You know, if you just buy the gym membership, almost nobody uses it. That's how they stay in business.
That's great.
Nobody goes to the gym, except for, of course, the hardcore people. So what you have to do is you have to know your strengths and weaknesses. And if one of your weaknesses is you don't have any accountability or support or mentorship, then you go and get a coach. You get someone to help you with that. Because when you have appointments on the calendar, you show up.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
If it's like, okay, you have an appointment tomorrow and you didn't do your homework yet, then you do your homework. Let's say you have a group of actor friends that you meet once a week just to work on a new script every week, then you show up. But if you had to do it on your own at home, it's not so easy. But the one way that you can really make a difference in your own career is schedule things. Schedule acting classes, schedule webinars, schedule appointments, schedule with your coach, schedule with your actor friends, have, you know, a couple readers that you work with for your auditions. Not just a couple, you know, I like have like 5 actors that could read with you.
Right.
And then you read with them.
Right.
So that you're not left in the lurch when you have an audition come up.
Do I just pull up a Word document, or do you have some kind of tools already prepared for that?
I mostly work one-on-one. one-on-one with people. I also have I also have programs and group classes. Most of what I do is one-on-one because it's so personal.
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
It's like we want things to be kind of cookie cutter, but we're not cookie cutter.
Right.
This may work for one person, but not the other. So we have to find out what works for you.
That is so true. And what worked for you 10 years ago or even 5 years ago may be totally different right now. So you have to evolve as well.
Oh my gosh. Isn't that so true, Johnny? It's like the whole world, our whole industry has changed in the last 5 years. The last 5 minutes, it feels like.
Especially when you get older and you start running out of time and you realize you only have so many years left. It's like, you got to really laser focus. I'm like, even talking me specifically, I came here when I was 23. I had an accent that kind of held me back. But, you know, I've been here like 30 years, but I have to say, well, where are you now? I notice I've always been great with children. And I interview a lot of 13-year-olds, by the way. And so I'm thinking, if I'm going to go into the business, I think I would love to be a host of some type of a children's show. Me knowing that, I would specifically have to go for an agent that does host. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody's different.
And that's beautiful and so specific.
Right.
So once you get specific, you can really make it happen. When it's all vague and gray area and it's kind of wishy-washy, it's a lot harder to get any momentum.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say, I want to be the host of a kids show and help the next generation, and you can envision it, then it's like, okay, now I know what to do with that. Now I can contact
exactly.
the right people. Now I can deal with my marketing and my branding to target that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And ever since I started having those thoughts, opportunity like that may present itself. What you put out to the universe, if you're passionate about it, it could actually happen.
Oh, so true.
So let's do like a little lightning round here. So I noticed you created Internet Movie Database. You created this video. This is one of your most popular videos. It's simply how to create a vanity link. That's like a tip that is really awesome.
Well, I love teaching about IMDb because I feel like a lot of people kind of struggle with it. That's kind of one of my specialties. I like to help people with the things that they feel like they can't get help with anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And IMDb happens to be one of them. If you go and make your vanity link, then it just makes it a little bit more professional for you. And then it should be everywhere,
mm-hmm.
everywhere online so that people can see what you're doing in TV and film.
That's good. Instead of Internet Movie Database, number, it's your actual name. And then you have another video that's 3 easy steps to improve your Internet Movie Database. Is the vanity thing one of those steps or is it 3 fresh ones?
Actually, 3 totally different ones. When I teach my IMDb seminars or all-day events or programs, it's amazing how there's a whole planet of information in IMDb.
Mm-hmm.
Where most actors will just think it's you put up some headshots and your demo reel and you have some of your credits up there. But that's like kindergarten.
Right.
That's like the very, very, very basic. It has all kinds of hidden little buried treasures in there
mm-hmm.
that not only can you use to research, but you can use to promote yourself professionally.
That's free too. You can log on and get it from your YouTube channel, right?
Absolutely. It's also on actortransformation.com.
Yeah. Okay.
Right on the homepage, I always have some kind of gift, but it's on there right now.
Because I saw free training right now for a limited time. I want to check that out.
Yeah. And I always have something no matter what's going on.
This Christmas, are we bringing back 12 actors actions for the holidays?
I will be bringing it back for Christmas because it all still applies.
That's pretty cool. And the other thing I love, cast, not casted. Because I interviewed actors and they go, I got casted here. And finally, after the third one, I go, that's not a word. So when I did the editing, I took out the ED. I made them say cast. So you're in agreement. That's not a word.
Oh my gosh. I love you. Yes. Yes. No, in fact, there's so many industry professionals that it's like nails on the chalkboard. And it's like, no, don't say that. I know it can be sometimes a regional thing too, but please, if you're listening, do not say cast Ed. You know, the word is cast. It's just not a word. You have been cast in a project and the casting director cast you. So I have all those videos on our Actor Transformation YouTube channel. So that's what we're talking about. I'm trying to build that channel up. So I will have more and more free goodies on there. That was one video I just had to make it because I was like, people have to stop saying this word.
That was pretty funny. I know exactly what she's talking about. So it's great that you said, hey, Actors Access, you get this or you get an agent. That's still not enough because castings are happening now. My phone's like 20 castings a day now for extra parts. In reality, even the competition for that is fierce. You can reply right away. You can be a line dancing guy who with nunchucks specific and you put it in and then you don't get it. It is so competitive. So good thing you're doing what you're doing at a higher level so people just don't get kind of stuck. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You really have to be on top of it because everybody's doing this.
What's important important to know for those of you who maybe aren't in the bigger markets, if you're planning to go to bigger market like LA or New York or even Atlanta, make sure that you do everything you possibly can to get to a professional level even before you go there, and have a lot of money saved up so that you don't have to stress out. Because most of the reason that people leave LA or New York is that they run out of money and then they're tired of starving all the time. You want to treat it like a business. And I know that that sounds like a bumper sticker or something. I know that we've heard it a million times, but what that really means is going to work every day on your business, not just taking an acting class and thinking about it a lot. Being a professional actor means you get up, and even though you don't have a boss that day, if you're not on set or if you don't have an audition that day, you go to work like your life depends on it. If you don't have a job that day or even a survival job that day, you go to work from 9 to 5. You do the kind of stuff that we're talking about. So instead of thinking and worrying and hoping and stressing and wishing and analyzing and all that stuff, you take all that energy and you move it into action.
Mm-hmm.
Action is everything. And believe me, thinking and worrying feels like it's very active, and it feels, and it's time consuming. It doesn't get you anywhere. When we're not in LA or New York, it looks like all shiny and sparkly and fun because maybe you're in acting classes and doing theater, where you're getting to do what you love and you want more of that actor drug.
Right, true.
So you think, if I just get to a bigger market, there's going to be more of that feeling.
Yeah.
But what happens is when you get to the bigger market, the best person from every tiny small town around the world has come to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So all the prom queens, all the heads of the drama clubs, all the best of all the little towns come to LA and New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much more than having to do with talent.
Right.
In fact, you can have a career without talent.
That's true. A lot of them do. You think you're hot, like where you're at, you come to LA, you're like, oh my God, I'm average. Oh my God, these people are perfect.
Yes. And don't let that get you down if you are average, because that doesn't matter. What matters is the mindset and the being proactive. You just want to outwork other people. That's all.
That's where it comes back to the craft, the connections, the marketing, and the mindset.
Oh, it's everything, right?
All right.
And you can't survive without the mindset, the connections, the craft, and the business. Those are the four sides of the career. You need all four.
Right. Anything that you didn't cover that you might want to let someone know about?
I have a thing that might help somebody.
Okay.
I have a thing that I used to teach in seminars all the time, is throw your hat over the fence. It's a good visual. It's a good, like, metaphor. So many people are worried about not knowing how to do something. Realize that all of Hollywood is run by people that don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
After a while, maybe they get good at one particular area, but nobody started that way. What you want to do is you look at the obstacle, throw your hat over the fence, and then find a way to get it back. Sometimes you have to have a leap of faith, then work hard to achieve that goal, whatever the goal is.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait around for that magical agent or somebody to save you or that one role that's going to make your career. It's all the little baby bites size bit every single day. That's what makes a career.
I always have to say this. You may think the grass is greener on the other side of the fence, and it is. It's just artificial.
That's a great metaphor for Hollywood.
So wrapping up here, is there anything else you want to say or where we can find more information about you online?
ActorTransformation.com, and then all of my social media and all those links and stuff are ActorTransformation.com/links will get you to my Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube channel and all that.
Right.
Definitely join the YouTube channel because we're working on that and it's growing. Lots of free stuff there.
Right. And remember, they can't hire you if they don't know you exist.
Amen. Yes, you know my phrase. It's so simple, right?
Right.
They can't hire you. Let me just elaborate 1 second on that one, okay?
Sure.
Because what it means is when we hear that, we're like, duh, of course. But no, I mean, if you have a TV show that you are determined to be on and you know it's right for your type and your tone and your acting style and all that, if you know you belong in that world, but the people who cast it and the people who produce it and the writers of that show and the showrunners don't know that you're a human being on planet Earth, then they cannot hire you. They can't hire hire you if they don't know you exist. So part of our job as actors is let's get them to know that you exist. Sometimes it's just that simple.
Right. And if they can't figure it out, there's always actor transformation, right?
That's right. Come and find me.
Hey, thank you so much for being a very special guest today. I'm sure there's a lot of actors out there who's like, wow, we've heard about the actors. Oh God, we've heard of the producers. But wow, this is something that's actually beneficial to me. This is something specific that I can use. So thank you so much for being a guest and taking time out of your day.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me, Johnny. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, you have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I have a ton of notes here. I hope you took notes too. ActorTransformation.com, where you can go for more information and to get all that free training that we talked about. Wow, I just love acting coaches. Coming up next on Actors 2020 are the two stars of Last Call, Sarah Booth and David Wilkins. It's a movie that was shot in one take and it's split screen, so stay tuned for that. We had a slight podcast delay due to us moving our studios to Century City. If anyone needs a self-tape and they have their own camera, want to stop by, I got the lights in the backdrop, actors2020podcast@gmail.com. Contact me, stop over, we'll shoot your self-tape and then you can be on your way. And remember, wherever you're listening, be sure to like, share, download, leave a review and or comment. Bye-bye. Until the next episode.